Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name.
Be Amen, amen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Women Speak Now. Yours truly, Prophetess Lisa Harris on tonight. Amen. We do give honor to the Spirit of Christ who is the head of my life. Amen. I do give honor to the King of Kings, the Lord strong and mighty on tonight. Amen. I do honor Pastor E. this opportunity. I thank God for whoever dialed in on tonight, whoever may dial in a little later on tonight. Amen. Just going to a quick prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, precious Father, we come before your presence on tonight. Father God, we just want to say we thank you for one more opportunity, hallelujah, that you have blessed us to see, Father God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, oh God. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for even a sound mind on tonight. Father God, we ask you to have your way on this line tonight, God, as we speak through my lips of clay, that I might speak out now words for your people, God. Open up their ears, their spirit, the ears, their spiritual mind, that they might be inclined to wait on tonight, hallelujah. And Father God, we give you all praise, hallelujah, all glory, honor, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Spirit on tonight, amen, hallelujah. Amen. Tonight, we're talking about it is time for your breakthrough. Again, tonight, we're talking about it is time for your breakthrough. Now, we know it's time for a breakthrough. The word of God say these kinds can come through much faster and much further. But I have a question to ask tonight. What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to change? What are you willing to do about right now your breakthrough? What are you willing to do about your situation that you're in right now? Hallelujah. If you desire for a breakthrough, these kind come through being obedient. The word of God says, if we are willing and obedient, hallelujah. He said, we shall eat the good of the land. So tonight, in order to get your breakthrough, you got to get into a right place, frame of mind, and say, God, I need a breakthrough. Then you go to God and say, God, what do I need to do? Get this breakthrough. It might be breakthrough in your healing, in your body, in your mind, in your finance, or might be just in your family. But tonight, God said, what are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to let go? First of all, we have to identify, God, is it me? It's immediately the breakthrough. Sometimes we so quick when a point for everybody else that God said we didn't do an inventory of ourselves tonight. We didn't do it a self-examination. So sometimes we want to find fault with everybody else tonight and they need a breakthrough. But sometimes look at ourselves and say, God, what do I need to do? My sister, my daughter, my son, my mother, my father, our family, our loved ones, God, the consistent thing, God. So tonight, God, I'm going to go in for them. I'm going to stand tonight. I'm going to pray for them. They need a breakthrough. He said, okay, now this is something that this is a prize. You get ready to pay now. Because some people go through some major sign, some major thing. So are you willing to go through this complete breakthrough for your family? That means you got to give up some stuff. Come on, somebody. You got to shut your phone down, shut down Facebook, Instagram, all the emails, the text messages, your TV. And sometimes God has sacrificed that favorite food, that favorite drink that you want, because you said you want a breakthrough for your family. This is going to cost you something. So then the word of God says, much is given, much as required. Amen. So tonight, God asked him a question. He said, what are you willing to let go? See, in order to get a breakthrough, you got to be willing to really go in. God might say fast for 7, 10 days, 21 days, 40 days, nothing but water, nothing but fruit, juice. Are you willing to do it? See, we say, God, I'm willing to die for you. God, I won't do this for you. But when it comes down to it, are you really, really going to do it? Something the Bible says, to confess with our mouth, but what he said, your heart is so far from it. And then God said, don't make a vow unto me if you're not going to keep it. How many know we have made vows to God and we have broken vows? We have made covenants with God. We put a covenant with God. But this has never been a time now that we got to get our mind in a new frame of mind and say, God, I promise you this, I promise you that, I'm going to do it. But it's going to be, if you're going to inquire something from us. a great sacrifice. Breakthrough is when you're going in. I'm going to pray for 7 days. I'm going to lay before the Lord. Hallelujah. And God, I'm going to go in. I'm going to fill my faith. You told me, God, it's the 7 days. I'm going to get a breakthrough. Believe me. The closer it gets to the 7 days, you might as well get ready to go through pure hell. Everything going to come at you because the target is to come to the midst that 7 day, that 7 night, that 7 morning, 7 evening are your last day of breakthrough. So that's why it's not good to tell everybody when we go out on the fast. We're going into prayer. You can't tell everybody because you don't know who's praying against you. Come on, somebody. The Bible says let your wife know what nothing is doing. Father, we need to learn how to shut our mouth. Some of us, we talking too much. That's why you have not got your breakthrough. Some of us have missed so many seasons because we are locked up with slip out of our mouth. God says, be quiet. Don't tell it. But we get so anxious. We're so excited. We got to tell it. But this is our time. We must walk in total obedience unto the will of God. He said his breakthrough, it could be a sudden breakthrough. It could be a breakthrough in advance. Somebody, come on, somebody. And also, God said it can be a breakthrough can happen within 24, 48 hours. It's up to you. See, God said, how desperate are you for this breakthrough? He asked a question. He said, what are you willing to give up? What you willing to sacrifice? He said, okay, what are you willing to do for me? If I do this, if I do that, if I do that. He said, what you going to do for me? See, we should have to think about it immediately, quick, God. You told me you could release my finance. But then you should say, God, I'm going to give you my 10% off top. My fact, God, I'm going to give you 12% off top. Because, God, you said that there's 7 days, I'm going to have this money going to come. But he said, yeah, I said it. But are you going to be able to get through over it? Oh, are you going to go out shopping? Are you going to go out and just do things that you're going to do? You're going to forget about me? Oh, my God. See, we so quick to say, oh, it slipped my mind. No. But God made a promise to us. Come on, somebody. God said, I made a promise and a covenant to you. I was going to do this for you. And then he said, I kept my word. What he said, I'm an on-time God. I might not come when you want me to come. But God said, well, I'm an on-time God. Whatever I say I'm going to do, I'm going to make it good. So tonight, let's talk about a breakthrough in healing. God need a breakthrough in healing, in our mind. Come on, your body, your heart, your soul, your spirit, even your own self. We need a breakthrough within ourselves. But if you really, 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 really want a breakthrough, are you willing to die? Oh, my God. Some of us need to die to our own self, our own thinking, come on, our own knowledge and own prophecies and all everything we think, everything about us. But God said, there's no good thing in your flesh. Come on. Whatever we do, we should do it to who? To the kingdom of God. He said, there was no man bringing forth on you. Just said, God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. I did because of God. I don't need no praise. I don't need nothing because I don't want to get caught up on you praising and worship me. And I'm just a thief of God about you. It was not about me. God said, are you desperate? Come on, somebody. God used the people that have set aside to be used for this kingdom of God on tonight. It's time for your breakthrough. He said, yeah, it's time. But God is saying tonight, what are you willing to sacrifice? Come on, we heard about it. It's my season. It's my time. It's my moment. But God say, are you walking in total obedience in this season? Have you done what I told you to do this season? Come on. Have you walked like I said walk? Have you said what I said say? See, God tests us up to see if we're going to care about what we said we're going to care about. That's why you got to be careful. When you make a violent commitment to God, I'm going to do this. You can't tell everybody when God say do this and do that. I'm telling y'all because people will mess around whisper in your ear and you'll be caught up done and you'll be forget about what God said because you have the wrong person whispering in your ear. The Bible said, God, your ear gates. Oh, my God. He said, be careful what going time with spirit. Some people can be just bad for us, terminate us. Oh, my God. So we got to be careful in this season that we want to have a breakthrough. This is over the time. You got to be careful who you have connect yourself with. Oh, my God. Who you better bring in your network. You better say, hold on, listen, brother. I know you said God said we covering the partners. I'm not saying he ain't. But let me go in and pray myself. And if God spoke to you, surely he's going to confirm it through me. Come on, somebody. He said he's going to tell this word out of what, two or three witnesses. Too many people saying, God saying, God saying, God saying. If God really saying, oh, my God. If God says, I'm looking at your lifestyle, you ain't even in order to talk. You send your flesh and have a favor of God. But I don't see nothing. What's the blessing there? Come on now. Come on. You say you're blessed. Oh, I got a breakthrough last month. Okay, tell me, what did you have to do? Get your breakthrough. See, they're going to say, you know what, in there. You got the breakthrough, baby. You say, you know what, it's popping like popcorn. Oh, I did this, I did that, I did that. See, be careful. We are the example. People are watching us. So you say, when you go in, you better go in. Shut the door. Close the closet. Make sure that you ain't got no interference, because distractions come in to try to cause you to miss your breakthrough. This is our moment. This is our season. But goodness and favor. But if we ain't very careful, who you line attached to you, hanging on to you, following you, you better make sure their motives are right, their motive is pure. Everybody crying, Lord, Lord, Lord. He said, they can make it to the kingdom of God. Because he got some questions to ask all of us. And we can't ask some questions, we ain't going to make it into the kingdom of God. I don't care how much you prophesy. I don't care how much you got this revelation and deep knowledge and all this stuff. I got all this. But God say, but did you do this? Did you do this? Did you do that? Oh, so you stand before God. Stand before God. So he said, let every man work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. Tonight, we're going to go to Isaiah 53 and verse 5 and 6. This is talking about a breakthrough in healing. Some of us tonight, our mind need to be healed. In order to get your healing, you have to confess and repent to God, because some of us have a lot to come up on our body because we have been disobedient. Some of us have aligned the wrong person that lay hands on us, learn us all, and some of us been going to the wrong people. Come on, let's be real. Let's keep it real tonight. That's why you ain't got your breakthrough. You can't let anybody pray for you. Everybody counsel you. He said, you better get godly counsel. Use wise counsel. Everybody take counsel you. How can I tell a quiet kid how to sit down quiet? And I know smoke quiet. Come on. How can I tell a prostitute to come off the street? I know I'm a prostitute. I can only give them what God put in me. You can't help nobody if you ain't been there. You have identified what you feel. I've been through abusive marriage. I can counsel women. Men, on abuse, I went through abuse in marriage. Come on, I can talk about rejection because I've been rejected from my own family. So I certain things I gotta stay in my lane. Certain things I can't come up out of my lane. I said, let me find somebody that been on crack, alcohol, a prostitute, a homosexual, a lesbian, a gay. Let me find somebody that can help you, because that right there, hey, I ain't touching that. Amen. So tonight it comes to Isaiah 3, verse 5 and 6. It says, but he was wounded for our transgression, but he was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He said, with his stripes we are healed. Okay, you might say, Pastor Lisa, but why I ain't got it yet? That's a good question right there. I'm gonna take a pause right there. You might not got your healing yet? Have you been willing? Have you been obedient? Have you been eating the right food? Have you been exercising right? Have you been doing the right diet? People know you because you're diabetic. There's certain things we're supposed to be eating. Amen. You know, you got high blood pressure. You're supposed to eat. Hold on a pet. How do you say you're going to get your healing if you're not walking in obedience? You can't be obedient in the spirit, not in the natural. It don't work like that. Amen. So tonight, he said, by his Christ, we are healed. Yes, he's saying that. So it's something that you got to do right. He said, you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Be willing and obedient, you shall get your breakthrough. Come on, somebody. If you say what I say, you get your breakthrough. He said, keep my commandments, walk in my statutes. He said, keep the covenant, keep the vow, you get your breakthrough. So tonight, are you willing to do all of that? See, people don't realize the greater morphine on our life, the greater types. Because real life, we shine in dark places.
and their spirits low off, so they're going to try to title. But you better make sure you got the whole armor of God on, make sure you pray it up, because you don't ever know when their height going to come. And how it's going to get horrible, we pray, we fast, we read our word, and we going to come in our common mind, and guess what? The real character is going to come up out of us. So tonight, what are you willing to do to get your breakthrough? What you willing to give up? What you willing to let go? You can say it, talk it all day long to me and everybody else, but behind the screen, behind the door, what are you doing? You know that well. You care kind of stuff you're supposed to be doing. Oh, God, forgive me. But what if he don't forgive you? Yes, he said, by his stripes you all healed. Verse 6 said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned to everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid upon him iniquity it all. Has Starbucks with a prayer sometimes? Yes, we have. Come on, let's be real. Starbucks we did. We get off course. We got off focus. We got out of place. But what God did, he still has mercy on them till we got by into our white place. So can nobody for the night, I ain't see that. Yes, you have. We all have got our course sometimes. That God is a just God. God is a mercy God. God is a God of compassion. God is a God that he says, get back up again. When you fell down, get back up again. But he don't want us. He don't want to keep falling now. Come on, somebody. Y'all don't please say respond to what he said. Keep searching, you're gonna get burnt. So don't keep playing to my own, he'll forgive me. What if he don't forgive you? Oh my God. So what's gonna happen then? But God say, okay, why should I keep forgiving you for the same thing? Making the same mistake, you're coming to me again for the same thing over and over again, but you want me to continue to forgive you? He said, why should I? In other words, you swift on doing it. You know what you're doing, but you keep on doing it. God is not, he's a God of another chance. But after a while, he said, you told me you want your breakthrough. You came to me. You crying out to me and said, God, I'm ready for my breakthrough. God turn around and say, okay, what are you willing to do to get your breakthrough? So what he's saying, don't make a covenant. Don't make a vow unto God if you know you are not going to keep it. Some of us, we have made so many covenants. We don't make so many vows to God. But I don't know about you enough, but I thank God for a God of another chance. I thank God, a God not a God, not like man. Man took us out of appearance. Matter of fact, man's a really killer. Because if we fall, oh my God. See, the Bible said what he said, when you have been converted, go in, convert your sister and your brother in love. If I got my breakthrough, if you come to me and say, Lisa, tell me how you got your breakthrough. I'm going to tell you exactly how I got it. Now, what I've been telling you what I had to do, it's up to you to be able to do what I tell you to do. But how are you going to do it? You got to open up your mind. Listen to me. Block everything out. You can't have your mind running all over the country when you're able to tell you what you have, how I got delivered. I'm going to tell you how I got delivered. But I don't know, are you willing to pay the price that I had to pay? It's a great price, and I'm paying right now to stay where I'm at right now. People say, how do you do it? I'm focused on the kingdom of God. That's why I'm able to stay single and keep my whole body, keep my mind, because I made a vow to come to God that I would stay this way until he connect me with who he has for me. Is it easy? No, it ain't easy. Come on, somebody. We all desire somebody every night to come take your ship. But I just say, fuck, I don't allow my mind to linger there. I don't allow myself to go there because I'm focused on the kingdom of God. So I find myself praying and reading my word. I find somebody that's going to keep my mind inspiration because we got to be careful what's going into your mind. Come on, somebody. We got to be sitting there watching love movies and romantic movies. When God, no better watching that kind of stuff and tell me, oh, I'm strong, or oh, I can help. No, you can't. Because you're going to go to bed, then you go thinking about something. If you ain't kept, you can make a phone call, text message, you can email somebody. Come on, somebody. Because you will open up all kinds of things, kind of attach your mind, your flesh, your ego, your emotion. Certain things we just don't need to be doing. Come on, somebody. You got to stay focused. Remember the last breakthrough that you got. Remember what you had to do to keep it.
God do it. Amen. We'll go to Exodus 15, verse 26. Amen. Exodus 15, verse 26. And say, if thou would diligent hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and would do that which is right in his sight, and would give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes, I will pour none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, see, this is something he's saying. But this also is something that we have to do. See, we won't all, he said, I ain't going to bring no disease upon you. But he said, but it's something that we have to do also. He said, and if thou would diligent, hearken, listen to the voice of God, follow God's instruction, do what he tells to do. He said, then we'll give ear to his commandment, keep all his, he said, all his statutes. Oh my God. See, some of us don't want to keep all the commandments. We don't want to keep all the statutes. We want to do half, one third, one fourth. God, I just can't do it all, God. Oh, so you can't do it all, so that means you don't want your breakthrough then. Because what he said, much is given, much is required. We all say, oh, God, I'm ready for my breakthrough. He said right here, hearken, that means what he's saying, E-N, continue, hearken, listen to the voice of the Lord. If we listen to the voice of the Lord, he's going to take us all through every step. He'll guide us. He'll lead us. He'll hold our hand and walk us through, get our breakthrough. But it's something that we have to do. The key first thing is to listen to the voice of God. Second thing you have to do, follow his instruction. The third thing you have to do, wait on him. The fourth thing we got to do, stay in place. Five, stay in position. Six, total obedience unto God. Seven, have you done all these things that he actually did? He's going to do from one to seven. He said, okay, I'm going to check this out. Did you do this? Did you do that? Did you do that? See, if you go through a checklist and, oh, God, on number three, I failed. So guess what you got to do? Now you got to go back to God. I said, God, do I have to start over? Or can I just stop at three? See, you something you got to do. You just can't just go to four. You got to look and ask them, God, can I just continue to four? Or do I have to start over? And then he say, hearken to the voice of God. Listen. Don't listen to trigger your own self. Wait until God say, okay, you can go to fourth daughter. So you can go ahead. Go ahead. So I'm going to let you go ahead and fourth. Because guess what? Because you took time out and you acknowledge me first. Some of us, we do so. We ain't taking time to go to God. All we're going to say, oh, God, forgive me. He's such a mercy God. Oh, he's a God of compassion. Oh, I didn't know God will forgive me. Okay, tell me, how do you know he's going to forgive you? Did you go and ask him? Did you wait until he gave you your answer? Or did you just went on your own, like you don't understand? No. He said, hearken. Listen. Hearken. Hearken to my voice. Listen. Sit down. Be still. Stay quiet. Hush. You're talking too much. He said, hearken to me. Listen to me. Let me give you some instructions. Because you're going to your breakthrough, you got to go through the instructions. You got to follow my instructions. Some of us, I'm telling you, some of us need to die to our own selfish ways. Some of us need to really make sure if that's God speaking to me. Because there's a whole lot of spirits out there speaking. See, how do you know God's voice? God's voice is so quiet and sweet. And God will speak to us in the quiet moment. When we ain't even thinking about what we don't ask God. Like, oh God, I see that last month. Here goes God, in your quiet time, he speak to us. Even in our sleep, God can speak to us, give us our answer. But he said, did you hearken to my voice? Did you diligent seek me? Did you keep all my commandments? See, God is such a sweet God. He's a God of compassion. God is a God. He's so gentle. You know what I'm saying?
Why can't we be like that? Have compassion. Why we can't be just until each other? Why we gotta be so hard? Why we gotta be so judgmental? I'm not about you all. I can't judge nobody. I'm gonna say by grace. Come on. I don't get some stuff I've been through with a while ago. Come on. But I can't cast no phone on nobody. Cause I'm making sure I gotta keep myself in line. I gotta make sure that I don't slip. Make sure I don't get off the line and get off the course. It can happen easily. We gotta be careful who you point fingers at. Oh, I knew it. See, we told this get on the phone call for so and so, for so and so, for so and so, instead of praying for the individual. No. We like in the book of James, be divided. Tail bearers. Oh my God, be divided. And everybody else for self, everybody else for business. Can't take care of your own household, but you're worried about my household. So quick to judge me. Don't even know going my way. You say, she say, they say, be careful who the shit was tripping in your ear. Somebody could be pausing your ear gun and messing you up. But you're so caught up to you waiting to hear something about Lisa. Oh, I know it. That's why you got a singer. Oh, I don't steal no more. She must be on bike sled. Must be got a man because, you know, when we don't hear from her, I'll just say, disappear. Instead of going in the spiritual realm and say, God, I took up Lisa, she's okay. God will tell you. He said, he'll tell you everything that you need to know. But are you willing to wait on God to tell us? Amen. Let's go to Deuteronomy 7, verse 15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. Oh, my God. So you're telling me that if I got high blood pressure, he going to take it away from me? Yeah. But are you willing to stop eating them pork chops? Stop eating them chilies? Come on now, are you willing to stop eating all that Boston bread and pork neck bones and all that stuff? He said, I'm going to deal with high blood pressure, but are you willing to sacrifice the pork chop? Ooh. And you'd be like, oh, God, I don't know about that now. He said, oh, guess what? You don't want to be healed then. And the Lord will take away from these all sickness and will put none evil diseases upon Egypt. Which thy milk upon thee, but will lay them up, all them that hate thee. Woo! My God. Now, he said he going to take it away. Mm-hmm. The Lord said, uh-huh. He said, I will put non-evil upon diseases. That's what he said. The Lord said, I'll take it away from you. But you know you're diabetic, diabetes. You're going to so much sugar. We're supposed to have the body, the splendor, the equal, or the other stuff. We're supposed to cook with the extra salt or accent salt or something like that mixed dash to know what we want to do. I'm gonna eat this right here. I'm going to take my this. I'm going to be okay. See, you're not willing to follow instruction. But you want all the blessings. You want all the benefits. But you're not willing to do what God has told you to do. See, some of us, wonder why we haven't got for me to get in the kingdom of God because we're not walking in total obedience. He said, if you be willing and obedient, you should eat the good of the land. He didn't say, I'm going to be willing, but I ain't going to be obedient. I'm going to be obedient, but I ain't going to be willing. Guess what? It don't work like that. He said, if you are willing and obedient, he said, you shall eat the good of the land. See, that's something that we have to do. That's some requirements. That it's something God inquires something from us, but we don't want to do it. We want to do it just half. It's no half. It's 100% with God. God said, I want all of you. I don't want you half bodies. I need a whole body. See, but that's with us. We want God to heal us. We want God to give us our breakthrough. We want God to do so much for us, but we are not willing to sacrifice anything from God. God told us for 7 days, no phone call, no text message. Here we go fight to God. But God, is it okay if I just make one call? He said, no. I mean, why would we go fight to God, even question him, after he had told us certain instructions to do? I don't get it. But we want God to respond to us, but we're not willing to sacrifice. What was the last verse? This is my last scripture. Proverbs 4, verse 20. He said, my son,
Attend my words. Incline thy ears unto my saying. I'm going to read it again. My son, attend. What God is saying, attend to what I told you to do, son. Attend. I told you this one time. Two times. This is my third time telling you what to do. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ears unto my saying. Incline. Listen, son. Listen what I'm saying. Unto my saying. If I'm going to be your God, I'm going to be your Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Why are you not attending to what I'm telling you? I don't understand. People want all the blessings, all the breakthroughs, all the miracles, but they're not willing to attend what God is saying. You can't get nothing if you're not obedient to God. Everything God tells us is in the Word. He tells us that. The sacrifice, the fast, to pray, to seek me. Did he say, in all my way, if you acknowledge me, I will direct your path? Did he say what? Seek me first, the kingdom of God, and all this thing will be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom. You want a husband, you want a wife, you want a job, you want a new house. Seek first the kingdom of God. He said all of these things will be added unto you. But he didn't say he's going to give it to us without seeking first the kingdom. See, what we want to do, we want to get the house, get the car, get the husband, get the wife, but we ain't willing to seek the kingdom. We ain't willing to sacrifice. We ain't willing to let go from the Father all. We need to fall in love with Jesus. We need to let Jesus romance us and dime us. And some of us, they ain't know how to be a wife. Some of them ain't know how to be a husband because you're not willing to submit to God first. So you sure not be submitted to that man. Because if you're going to say, I've been by myself all this time, doctor and my husband, I'm not going to change. This is how I am. This is how he's going to succeed. You ain't ready, baby. Call you selfish. Call the boy, the Bible says, why submit to your husband? So Christ is the head of the husband. Husband's the head of the wife. But the women say, for one of them say, oh, I'm the head. He got to follow me. You out of order. You out of order. I ain't never hear so many women in this lifestyle. I'm about you all going to the man and saying, God said, you my husband. But I thought that I read in the word that he said when a man findeth a wife, he finds a good thing, also obtains favor of God. I don't know, y'all. Maybe I'm not saying the right. I don't know. But I got so many women pursuing men. Oh, God said, you my husband. Oh, God spoke to me. And then we got some women, y'all. The man already married to a wife. Oh, God said, he's going to be my husband. Oh, my God. What kind of mess is it? But we call on the name of the Lord, the name of Jesus Christ in him. So, again, in my closing, as I read at my first beginning, it's time for your breakthrough. In order to get your breakthrough, you have to release something, somebody. It's on the three things, a person, a place, a thing. It's three things that we have to release or we have to let go in order to get your supernatural breakthrough. So are you willing to release the three things that you hold on so dear? He said, what are you willing to sacrifice? What you willing to let go? Remember I said, much is given, much is required. I pray this word has blessed somebody on tonight. Amen. I don't know about you all, but I'm desperate. I told everybody, this is my season. I have missed so many moments, so many seasons with God. Because you know why? I got a focus. I got a track. I was not being willing. I was not walking in obedience. I did what I wanted to do. And I got all focused because I got tired of waiting until it happened. So I allowed my mind to get bring me out of place in the kingdom of God. And I missed my divine moment. But 2018, whatever Lisa Carol Harris have to do, I'm willing to do it. That's keeping it real. I made a covenant about to God, and I have kept the covenant of Father God because every now and then, you know, my little mind, my little emotional feelings say it's okay. That the Holy Spirit, but I took my remembrance, you made a covenant, made a vow to me.
in 2017 what you was not going to do. And Holy Spirit here quickly remind me, and I said, okay, God, you're right. Oh, God, I repent just for the thought. But what if I were with a hand and forget about the covenant of Father God, because I allow my emotion, my feeling, I'm tired of being by myself. I'm tired of just being by myself. So guess what? First thing come along, boom, that's it. And my husband on his way, because I got out of place, got out of position, got anxious, got ego, I missed my breakthrough. Don't know about you all, but I'm determined to get my breakthrough. So right now, I am done. I'm up the line in a prayer request, in a petition, in a comment. The line is open now. You can press 1, and you can come on in and feedback on the word on tonight. Amen. Thank you all for so much. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Awesome word, woman of God. Yes, please join Prophetess Lisa Harris right now. Any questions, any prayer requests, anything, just a shout out to the woman of God for an awesome woman word this evening. Go ahead and dial 1 at this time. Area code 773, last 4, 4230. You're live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Blessings to you, Apostle, and blessings to you, Prophetess. This is Pastor McGee in Bellwood, Illinois, Chicago. I am really thrilled and heard the teaching tonight. It was an awesome teaching, and more of that should be taught more and more, especially to the women who made some statements about the women going after the man, and that, and I was like, wow, she should have stayed on that one, because we have so many that are out of order in that thing. And the Bible says, when a man findeth a wife, he found good thing and obtained favor of the Lord. And I'm telling you, that was an awesome teaching. And a lot of us need to have some healings in our heart, in our mind, and in our spirit. And I'm glad that you had this woman of God on tonight to speak on these things. And it was very, very awesome. And I am very, very thrilled to have heard this teaching tonight.
Hold on, I pushed my mic away. Well, God bless you, man of God. Thank you for chiming in. Prophetess Lisa?
Amen.
No, I just, did you have any comments to his comment?
No, like I said, I just want to thank God for whoever did, darling. Even somebody didn't want to say anything, I just thank God for the word that God gave me, his word on, matter of fact, on last night. I always ask God, what should he have me to bring for his people? And the word is always for us first. I just thank God that I'm walking in a total obedience unto him, and I'm not limiting my own understanding. I have seen it in the past, and I thank God now that God has reordered my footsteps in the kingdom of God. I'm very grateful just to be on the line on tonight, and God bless you all.
Amen, amen. Anybody else, go ahead, dial 1. Thanks again, man of God. God bless you.
Blessings to you, man of God, and we need to stay in contact with each other as well, because God had me to give you something as well to impart into you and to release some things into you as well to take you to the next level of ministry, and I just want to impart that.
Amen,
amen. Prophet Lisa, you can share my number. Area code 323. Minister Carolyn, good evening and welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening.
Good evening to everybody. and good evening to you, woman of God. It was an awesome message, and I always say that every time I listen to the broadcast, that it keeps me right on point, because what you said, to much is given, much is received. I tend to do what I want to do when I want to do it, and that is so not cool. I mean, I just have to be real. I always tell on myself, because if I don't, I don't learn. If I don't, I can't be sold it. If I don't, I can't be showed the right way. It's like I'll pray when I want to, but I'm easily distracted. if the phone rings and being a minister, that is so like a no-no. If the phone rings, I'll put the Bible down to answer the phone just to tell that person I'll call you back because I'm studying. No, I should just keep doing. I owe them what I owe God. And not only that, in studying, I'm paying myself. You know, I'm doing for me. I'm learning what I'm supposed to learn. That's my time. And just what you said tonight, it made me think about this, because what I'm saying now, I don't think about it. I could be remember time being in church, and my phone would ring, and I would answer it, and then I wouldn't say nothing until I walked out the door. No, you stay in the house of God where you're supposed to be, and I can be honest, think, you know, it could be an emergency. No, if it's an emergency, they'll keep calling back to back if you don't answer that first time. And so it's like I got a lot out of what you said. I jotted down a lot of notes, and I'm writing a book about, and some of it in the book is about my own behavior. So this right here is just touching. Stop laughing at me, Jassy. It's just like touch and so many more points. So, yeah, I love the broadcast. It was awesome.
Amen, amen. God bless you so much for being consistent and for being diligent with what God is doing in your life and here on the Now Network. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. Anybody else? Go ahead, dial one. Right now we got a few more minutes left for you to chime in with the prophetess this evening. If not, any closing remarks from you, Prophetess Lisa?
Amen. No closing remarks. I thank God for everyone that did take time out to dial in on tonight, and I appreciate you so very much. I love you, and thank God for everyone.
Amen. We have one more. Minister Terry, welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Prophetess Lisa. God bless you.
Good evening. Good evening, family. Good evening, Prophetess Lisa, Pastor E, all the listeners, Minister Curlin, and also the brother, the mighty man of God that spoke earlier. I've been listening, but, you know, I was traveling and trying to listen, and I got out for a minute. But, yes, Lisa, I am, my beautiful sister, ready for my breakthrough. And I love what you said. Do not share it on how that breakthrough came, because we know we got to get behind closed doors and get in his presence. And let the Lord know and listen. Ooh, glory be to God. I tell you, I love you guys, family. God bless you.
Amen. God bless
you
too,
my sister. Thank you.
Well, amen, everybody. We just want to thank everyone for joining us this evening for Women Speak Now and Be Heard. And yes, your comments have been heard. We appreciate you and thank God for you this evening. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Bless you. Thank you, sir.
Happy day. He called me high. To the world.
Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.